This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, October 20th. Well, we saw a pretty good surge in corn and wheat prices yesterday. Soybeans actually started out lower, but they got pulled slightly higher by the strength in corn and wheat. Corn was leading the way. There were some concerns that this conflict between Israel and Hamas is going to spread further into the Middle East. Crude oil has been strong in response to that, and that is pulling corn higher as well. So the corn strength spilling over to wheat, which has already been finding some strength on strong basis and improved export demand. We saw export sales numbers come in strong as we expected. Wheat, 663,000 tons. That's a very good number for the wheat space. And that was right in the middle of the range of estimates. China took the 181,000 of soft red, which we were aware of from the reports last week. Unknown took 115,000 of white wheat. The Philippines took 125,000 of hard red spring wheat and white wheat. In corn, 891,000 total export sales, right in the middle of its range as well. Mexico took 260, Guatemala took 147, and unknown took 121,000. Soybean export sales of 1.4 million, that was in the range of ISET's estimates. China took 947,000, Spain 192,000, Mexico took 152,000. In weather, we're looking at the Southern Plains system, the rain system we've talked about last couple days, starting in the Southern Plains, starting a little bit further west, so it should engulf most of the Texas panhandle. And then it moves northeast, so it gets most of Oklahoma, gets much of the eastern half of Kansas, and then it moves into the western and northern Midwest. So the western part of the Central Plains looks like they're going to miss much of this moisture. So that would have been a big help to the winter wheat there, but they're in okay shape. In the Southern Plains, this will be a big boost, especially for Texas Panhandle, which has been so dry over the last couple years. We are looking at improved conditions for winter wheat, the plantings that still remain to be done, but also establishment as we head into dormancy. Some reports out of Australia, some of the estimates coming out of there, the private guys are increasing wheat production estimates by a pretty decent 3 million tons. The rains that we've seen fall across the far southeast, getting much of Victoria and the southern part of New South Wales, they're suggesting is going to be a big boost to yields there. So they are ratcheting up their Australian wheat production estimate. In Ukraine, the ag minister is reporting that the total grain harvest so far is at 57.6 million tons. 22.4 of that is wheat, and that's right in line with USDA's estimate of 22.5. So we expected that their wheat harvest would be pretty much complete, and it appears that the estimate coming out of USDA is pretty much in line with Ukraine. So looking at the price action here, there's clearly some upward interest in this market. When we get some pressure in the market, it seems to be well supported. And that goes for all three of the major markets of wheat, corn, and soybeans. It is curious that in corn, the last three Thursdays, including yesterday, have seen a surge in prices and on good volume. And then they spend the next four sessions drifting sideways to lower and offsetting some of those gains. But the market is making a turn. The seasonal lows should be in. We expect that we'll probably see a little bit more farmer selling as we get later into harvest as storage capacity fills up. But the buyers are starting to step up, not only domestically, but around the world as well. So they usually are leading the charge with pushing prices higher in the fall. We've got some planting delays in soybeans in Brazil. It's been very dry there. Over the next 10 days, there is a forecast for some light rains to develop, but then after that, they're looking at another stretch of dryness. So it's expected that soybean plantings are going to slow way down, waiting for this moisture. Emergence has been spotty, so there's some chatter that they're going to have to reseed some fields. So this is all delaying the soybean plantings, which is going to delay harvest, which will delay second season corn planting. So this has significant ramifications way down the road. I think that's part of the support we're seeing in corn. But the geopolitical issues are important. They are supporting crude oil prices, and that's supporting your biofuels, which will be corn and soy oil. That it in turn affects your soybeans. But again, you have, you know, some bullishness developing in Brazil for soybeans, and then you also have the crude oil support spilling over into beans as well. So I think all three of these markets are changing their attitudes about wanting to be net sellers. It seems that as we head into the fall, and especially into the winter months, that the selling pressure is going to subside, and they're going to be more interested in being on the long side of these markets rather than the short side. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.